Now, you say you wash the dishes. Now, after the dishes are have the soap on them, you hold something in your hand to get the pieces of food off the plate.
Dish, right?
Yeah, and then to dry them.
You had a drying cloth and one to wash with.
Now, how did you get the soapy water off the dish? What would she do? She
dry them, rinse them, and then dry them.
Okay. And how about something you'd use on your face?
Soap?
Yeah, and then you'd hold in your hand, like a dish.
Towel?
Yeah, that's what you dry with.
That's
the thing you put the soap on that you rub.
You just pick it up out of the soap and just rub it on your hand and then rub your face.
Sometimes you might want to use a cloth or rag on your face.
You would have washcloth.
Yeah. And then the water at the sink comes out a
spring or a cistern, well,
but at the
faucet.
Yeah. Now, what would you call it at the side of a house? You know, if you had one for
well, it's called a faucet again.
All right. And how about on a keg or a barrel?
Well, sometimes they've been used for washstands. Kegs and barrels.
Well, I was wondering if they use the word faucet. I just wondered if the word spigot would mean the same thing.
Yeah, same thing. Faucet and the spigot be the same thing.
Right. And if the temperature got dropped way down, there's water in the pipes, the pipe might
freeze up and burst.
And what?
Burst.
Okay, that's nice. That's nice. Now, if the door wasn't open and you didn't want it that way, you might tell somebody to
shut the door.
Okay. And on a frame house, they sometimes have these things built. It's they put this wood on to protect it, overlapping wood that, or maybe just big. It comes in big sections.
Paneling.
Well, some like paneling, except on the outside to protect it from the weather.
Well, they have brick siding. Some of them do, brick side houses.
Well, I was wondering, now, brick siding, what about something like weatherboarding?
Yeah, right. Weatherboard houses, sure.
And then we talked before about the roof. Now, the water the rain hits the roof, and then it goes down.
And drips off.
Probably just drips off, but sometimes on houses they have.
Sometimes they have sometimes I can't think of.
Well, it's kind of hard to, wouldn't you? The water, after it comes down, that thing that goes down like this.
The downspout.
The downspout. Now, but I was wondering if you'd call that other thing something like gutters?
Yeah, gutter, that's what I was trying to think. Gutter, and it goes down the downspout, you know.
Now, if they built an L on the house, you know, they built another part on the house, added on to it, and then the house would have little lower parts up there, and you might have to get up there in the fall and sweep the leaves out of those lower parts. What would you call those?
Oh, no, I never lived in a house like that.
Okay, well, sometimes that's called an alley or a gutter or a valley.
Yeah, it's an alley. But I never lived in a house like that.
Now, what other outbuildings did you have on the farm?
I had barn, crib, smokehouse, chicken house.
What was the smokehouse like?
Well, it'd just be a little old, just a little box building, you know, that you kept your meat in, and maybe empty food jars and stuff like that.
And the building, before they had indoor plumbing, people had to have a outside
bath.
You know, they had an outside